Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
The summer holidays may have only started, but Irish parents are already worrying about September. It is believed the pressure of back-to-school costs is already weighing down on parents in Ireland. Now, the rising cost of living is enough to stress any parent out. But add to that the costs into the mix and the financial pressure of going back to school, and it can be just a bit too much to handle for some people. Speaking about the stress parents are now facing, TD Jennifer Whitmore said she needs more needs to be done to support people who have children going back to school. She stressed the government isn't doing enough to support parents. And she told the Irish Daily Mail, around now, the letter arrives with the cost of uniforms, the book list, the voluntary, inverted commas, voluntary contributions. Did you ever get that, by the way? Remember, by the way, the voluntary contributions are voluntary. The clue is in the title. And don't accept a school bullying you or badgering you to pay it. You know, this idea that they're going to somehow announce it in the class. Because if they did do that to your child and said, oh, you know, Mary's parents hasn't paid the voluntary contributions, you could sue them. All right? And I suggest you get a solicitor and sue them, because that's discrimination. Right? If you don't have enough money to pay the voluntary contributions, don't pay it. Don't feel guilty about not paying it. Don't pay it. If you don't have the money, if you have the money, pay it, because it goes to a good cause and helps the school to provide some extra services. All right? Anyway, she explained that many families receive a help from the social welfare, but others don't get any financial support. And of course, if you're on very low income, or if you're on unemployed, you do get help. You get the back to school allowance. But there's so many parents out there who are the squeezed middle, who get nothing from the social welfare, no help whatsoever. And they don't get a bean from the social welfare for their kids going back to school. They have to pay it themselves. They can't afford it. Last year, it was revealed the average parent spends £1,491 per child on secondary school pupils. Parents of primary school children are forking out around £1,200 on new uniforms, books, tablets, shoes. You go through two or three pairs of those a year, and a lot more. They're also expected to pay the voluntary contribution fee every year, and she stressed that the list of things parents need to pay is astronomical. The cost of school books and tablets and uniforms and tracksuits and shoes are often, especially now, quite crippling expenses. Kids may love finishing school every June, but parents dread it because, she said, it's the time of the year they have to start paying for the return in September. You know, and it's not fair. You go to the UK, for example. They don't pay for their books over there. Now, I know some schools do the book rental schemes and all that. And that can be really handy, I suppose, because it helps you. You pay a one-off cost of £120 or whatever it is, or £180, and at least they get all their books. But if you don't have that, you're in deep trouble. Books could cost you £400 or £500. Uniforms another £400 or £500. Two jumpers. The one with the badge on it. You know, the emblem. Oh yeah, you can buy it in Pennies or Aldi, but it doesn't have the emblem. It's too difficult. It doesn't have the logo, the school's insignia. That's the word. It doesn't have it on it. Emblem is a hard word to say, isn't it? Anyway, they send you normally to some local geezer or person who's our shop that's doing the uniforms for that particular school. And they have a deal with the school. The school get back a commission off everything that's sold. That's the way it works. It's a bit of a money-making racket. And the only difference is it has the insignia on it. Why can't they just sell the insignias and you can buy the one in Dunn's and just stick it on it? Huh? Why not? The same with the tracksuits and everything else. I'm sure you can buy those tracksuits at a much lower price anywhere else, but they don't have the special stripe on it. For the school. See, it's all about the money. The books are outrageously priced. Outrageously priced. Standard books don't cost that much. But school books, I don't know, just because it's education, it must cost more. The reason it costs more is because they get it. Because they can charge more. Because they know you have to get it. So, stationery, all that kind of stuff costs a huge amount of money. So, how is it for you? How much is it costing you? And are you concerned about the back-to-school costs this year? I want to know how much you're paying. I want to know how much the uniforms are. Let us know. Text or WhatsApp in now. Is there some sort of rip-off going on? Let me know about it. 087 188 0008. Are you concerned about the costs of sending your children back to school in September? We want to know about it right now. 087-188-0008. Some of the figures coming in said, so far, Niall, I'm trying to get on the ball, trying to get ahead of the curve, so to speak, for September, and I've already spent €400 and I'm not even close to the uniforms yet. Oh, sheepers, creepers. Have you got your book list yet? Did they get the book list? Because we used to get it. I remember I used to get excited getting the book list. I don't think my parents were too excited because they could feel the money draining from their pocket. James, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, James?
Afternoon, T-Nile. How are you?
Good. James, I mean, the cost of sending kids back to school is just outrageous. It's supposed to be a country where we have free education for children, by the way.
I know. It's a bit of a joke, isn't it? So-called free education, like, you know.
So what's that? How many have you got?
I've three. I have a 10-year-old boy and I have a 13 and 14-year-old daughters.
Okay, all right.
So with us, right, I'll start with my son first. Okay, so he'd have the school jacket, he'd have two sweatshirts, he'd have the polo shorts, of course, all embroidered, and then he would have the tracksuit bottoms embroidered, but then he'd have just bog standard grey trousers, so you can get the grey trousers anywhere. His uniform, we have to go to one shop for his uniform. So
What's that shop business all about? You know, the way they nominate a shop, and obviously the shop are getting there or give the school back some sort of commission. I assume that's the way it works.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. Why do they do it? It's beyond me. So that's him, right? And that's bad enough. So his would send back probably €200-300, right? Now, my daughters, okay, so they would require jumpers, skirts, blouses. Now, the blouses you can buy anywhere, they're relatively cheap. But again, the jumpers have the school crest on them. The skirts are the heavy plaited green ones that they get. And then they'd also have then their PE uniforms. So you'd have leggings and tracksuit bottoms, a fleece and a heavy jacket. Again,
I'm assuming you can get trousers or pants for the girls for the colder days if they want.
No. In their school, the uniform is it's very, very strict uniform.
So do they not allow girls to wear trousers?
No.
I think that's wrong. I think they should be allowed to. I think it's actually quite sexist.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Like with some. Now, my oldest daughter would wear trousers because she's a bit of a tomboy. My other daughter, my 13-year-old, wouldn't because she loves her fashion. Yeah. She wouldn't be caught dead in trousers.
Right, okay.
So, and then at the start of the term, at the start of there, so I take my oldest one. She needed a school iPad when she first went to school, and that was €600. You can only buy it from one particular place because they need the support on it. The books, the e-books are already preloaded, but then you also have to buy the physical books in case the iPad doesn't work. And then the next year,
rewind back. So you buy the iPad and there's books preloaded on it, right, from a certain place, okay?
Yeah.
Because there's a nominated place to do that too.
Yes.
So, and then you have to buy the books in case the iPad doesn't work.
Yes.
So, but then what's the point now with the iPad, really?
I know.
Okay, but go on. So the books, and how much the books cost, roughly?
Books would be average, I'd say, for the three of them, we're looking around €600 to €700 a year.
All right, it's a big expense, isn't it, for three children? It's crazy. So altogether, what are you looking at,
$1,500? $1,500. And I actually forgot, and I was talking to Ruth about this, you have to, and I'm doing the air commas now, the voluntary contribution.
You're doing the air commas.
Air commas, by three.
How much is the voluntary contribution?
Last year for my two daughters was $800, and my son was $200.
So $400 each of the two daughters, and your son was $200.
Yeah, so
the voluntary contribution.
Voluntary, and I'm doing air commas again. So you'd easily right now. I'm in a lucky position where both me and my wife earn good salaries. So it's still a massive kick now, you know, in the summertime when you still have to pay it out. We don't receive anything, you know. I did apply for the thing there where you can apply for some help towards it, and I was refused because I earned too much.
Okay.
So
I think once you go over 34,000,
way over that. So
yeah. So that's the back to school grant, which is by the way, it's quite compared to other countries, it's quite a generous grant. I think it's
about €400 or €500.
It can be for secondary school, but for primary, I think it's €335 or something like that. So it's a generous enough grant, but unfortunately, not everybody's going to get it. You're not entitled to it if you earn money.
Exactly. So it's bonkers money. But look, that's the joys of having children in school, Niall. Like I could have put them in a school, like I put them into an Educate Together school that doesn't have a uniform. I wouldn't have an issue. I chose to put them into that school because it's a good school with a good reputation, and generally nearly everybody, my two daughters' school, generally everybody that comes out there, about 90% of the class will go on to college, go on to Trinity or UCD or UCC. So
they get good grades, is what you're saying.
They're good grades, and yeah. I'm thinking long term. So short term,
no, and you're right. Games, absolutely, you know? Look, you are right, but unfortunately, the cost. I mean, according to the Constitution of Ireland, education is meant to be free. For children, and unfortunately, it's not free. It's, I mean, look, the education may be free, but the ancillaries for it are certainly not.
Exactly. Yeah.
And do you? By the way, I imagine when you look at this stuff, be it the jumpers and the skirts, it's all overpriced, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like now, in fairness, Niall, it is good quality, so it will generally.
Will it last? Will you end up with holes in elbows during the year at some point?
It will generally last a full term, so I will give it that. So, like as I said, my oldest daughter plays hockey, so we've also got a toured uniform on that. So they'll have, as I said,
and a hockey stick.
And a hockey stick, which is bonkers money. But they also have, as I spoke to John earlier on, they have a thing called a skirt, which sounds very posh. Basically, skirt with pants, and that's basically for hockey. That's mainly for young girls, like, you know. Yeah. What I mean? So, and a skirt is about 40 quid as well. Right. So, you know what I mean?
It's never ending, isn't it? And then a few pairs of shoes because they'll take the toes out of them.
Yeah, and they're always like, you know, last year they had to be black, and last year the ones my two daughters went for were €60 a pair. Now I could have got them in Dunstores for 10 quid, but they'd be out of them in a month.
I always remember when I was a child getting a rollicking off my father because I only went back to school with my new shoes on me, and I was only 2 days back in school and I'd scuffed the front of the toes. He went bonkers.
Well, I bought my middle daughter a pair of white Converse, bad mistake. Right. And by one day they were ruined.
Right. James, good luck with that. Okay, look, James probably paying, actually, when you take into consideration the hockey as well, probably €2,000 for his three kids. Gene, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Gene?
Hello, Niall again.
Nice to talk to you, Jean. How are you keeping?
I'm okay, I'm good.
Good. Now, Jean, you're looking at homeschooling.
Well, I was talking to your researcher, John, who rang me. Yes, I have my daughter at home here.
Okay.
She's 11.
Okay.
And it's a hard topic.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't been happy since she went back to school after COVID, Niall.
Okay, and have you registered it as homeschooled?
I've not. I'm just literally starting to research it now, Niall.
Okay, well, anybody legally can homeschool, if that's what you feel. But now, I'm not a great supporter of homeschooling now, Jean. Now, by the way, I'm not of you personally, right? But I always think, why does a teacher go to college for 4 years to learn how to teach children? Like, I mightn't be too bad at some subjects if I was to homeschool, but other ones I wouldn't have a clue.
We had a great time during COVID. Because I set up a structure where we literally did schoolwork every day. Now, okay. I know, and I know people are screaming at the radio. I'm a single mother. I was off from a job because of COVID. So I was here, and I know I was able to homeschool because I've only one. So my family dynamic was very different.
Yeah.
I was able to homeschool, and I know that's very different from other people going. They found COVID very difficult. But I just think since she went back after school, after COVID, Niall, her interest has slipped, her application has slipped, the class dynamic has slipped. They did numerous amounts of revision. She hasn't been happy. But just when your researcher rang me, I just thought, maybe I'll just look at what will I do over the summer. So I have a lot of thinking to do.
Would you have the time to homeschool? Are you back in work now, Jean?
No, I have to. I'm a healthcare worker.
Okay.
I actually took a sabbatical and I asked my employer, can I take 2 months off and can I go back to my role in September? And they thankfully said yes. But now, and I know there's no funding for homeschooling, I will be just living on social welfare payments if it's a decision that I make. But I just think it's a decision I would make for my daughter.
Okay. And you do you think that would be in her best interest? What about, now mind you, there's downsides to being in a school environment as well because you've got all the bullying and all that other stuff as well. But in saying that, it is also equally important. What age did you say she was again?
She's nearly 12.
Okay. But that whole aspect of social interaction, that's important too, isn't it?
I know. I'm weighing it all up.
I mean, you don't want her to be isolated.
I'm going to do all the research I can. And there's online tutors, there's groups you can meet up with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not isolated. And I certainly wouldn't want her to be isolated. But it's when I'm listening to linear teaching and let's all do the same thing and let's all put on a new uniform. And I'm thinking, are we still catching up from COVID? from the children being out of school all that time, where some children did no schoolwork, and versus the children that did do schoolwork. Are we still catching up? And I think COVID has had a huge impact on children. And I'd love to hear from other parents.
No, I agree with you. It had a massive effect on their education. Massive.
I'd love to hear from other parents where they have different children who haven't resettled back into the school environment. So it's the climate that we're in at the moment is a huge factor.
Some schools during COVID, some schools were brilliant. And they interacted very well with the children, and the children were literally from 9 to 3 o'clock or whatever it was on Zooms with the teachers, and they were preparing. Mm-hmm. Other schools or other classes, I've heard of, you know, basically teachers just giving kids a load of homework to do the night before, and that was it, not even interacting with them. So
I loved doing work with her, because I was able to actually find out what she's weak at, what does she need help with. I thought, fine, this is my opportunity to actually help.
And do you think you will be able to prepare her for the junior cert and the leaving cert?
Well, no, I was only going to take her out for 6th class, Niall, and I am enrolling her in first year in the autumn for the following year.
So it
would only be for 6th class.
Okay, well, that'll be fair enough.
She's been bullied, she has anxiety, she's panic attacks. She's bored. So there's a lot of factors that would make me think, is it worth going out and buying a new scratchy uniform that's brand new, white knee socks? Like, is it worth it? And I'd love to hear from other parents.
Okay, who are contemplating maybe doing same.
I can go out and buy all the books and hand them to her in a big heavy bag that's going to break her back. But is she happy? Is she being stimulated? Is she being kept engaged? Is the class still suffering? When are we going to recover from COVID? They're kind of all questions that I'm asking myself. Is there a different way I can bring up her holistically?
Mm. No, and I see. And by the way, do you have any issue with the school curriculum per se and what they're teaching children? Is that part of that?
I have no idea what they're doing. Nothing. I was told nothing. She got so little homework in 5th class. I don't know what they did. I have no idea what they did. I think they did very little last year because it was all Irish English math. That's all I think they picked up on.
I think it's a lot, if you want to homeschool, I think it's a lot easier to do it in the primary school years. When you get into secondary school, it becomes complicated.
Oh, God, no.
Unless you have a degree in something or other, Jean. Have you got a couple of degrees under your belt there?
No, I don't. No, look, I was just going to speak. Look, I'm thinking, can I do it? Or will we kill each other on day two?
I'd be good. I wouldn't mind doing maths. I love maths. And I could do maths with a child, but...
Can we do Zoom calls then? Can I help you?
I actually love doing it. I loved simultaneous equations. I loved all that kind of stuff that they do. But I wouldn't have a clue when it comes to, say, Irish history. I'm brutal. I was brutal at history in school. I was brutal at Irish.
I was struggling at maths and Irish. Yeah, yeah. But then I'm looking at, from other researchers that I'm liaising with other mums, they get Zoom callers. They get tutors in to pick up in areas where they're weak.
But that costs money, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I know.
Okay.
Look, I'm looking at it, and I feel, you know, I'm listening to other mums, that other dad that rang in, listening about jumpers and crests, and it's the school that won't allow trousers and everything. And look,
I don't get why they don't let girls wear trousers.
When my daughter was going through primary school, I was on social welfare. I did it on a budget. I went to Deals, do uniforms, Tesco's, Arden on crests.
Yeah.
I did it on a budget just to get it back in school. I did the book rental scheme. I didn't feel pressured into buying the crested uniform because I just didn't.
Well, listen, Jean, I wish you well. Thank you very much indeed for raising that. It's an issue. If anybody else has that same issue or you would like to homeschool your own child, I'd like to hear from you. Good luck with it, Jean. I hope it goes well for you. You're probably making the right decision if it's only a few months before she goes to secondary. Thomas, or a year, should I say. Thomas, you're an Ireland's classic. It's Adrian Thomas.
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, the voluntary contributions. I've got about 2 minutes. Give it your best shot.
In one of the school in County Galway, secondary school, there is a voluntary is not the best word, because if you don't pay it, your kids don't have a locker.
Oh.
And they have to bring all the books and
bring them in and home every day.
Yeah.
That's a bit unfair, isn't it? So, in other words, they're saying it's voluntary, but if you don't pay it, you get penalised.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, then it's not voluntary, is it?
It's not voluntary.
And by the way,
not a good word.
No, under the Education Act, they're not allowed to make it not voluntary, if you know what I mean. They're not allowed to charge you. because education is meant to be free. So
I tried to speak with the teacher and principal, but they said you don't have to pay it, but we can't give it to you the locker.
That's like blackmail. It's like something bribery. Like that. Yeah, exactly. It's bribery, isn't it? Yeah, no, and you know what? On a serious note, it's wrong because you shouldn't, if you cannot pay the voluntary contribution, but okay, if you can afford to pay it because it's good for the school. But if you can't afford to pay it or you're finding it tough to pay it, you shouldn't have to pay it and you shouldn't be treated any differently.
It should be, but that's how it is. And when you have one kid, it's maybe not so badly because it's about 200 euro. But when you have two kids, it's a 350.
Yeah.
And I have three kids.
So how much are your voluntary contributions?
Right now it's 350 because my oldest son already finished the school.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I have two kids already in that school. So
dear enough, isn't it? 350 quid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you don't have it, do they do a system where you can pay it by the week or something like that?
No, I didn't hear anything about it.
I know some schools do that. They let you pay it by the week, if 5 a week or whatever it is.
Once they offer me something like the half payment in the first part of the year and the in the second part of the year.
Yeah, that can be difficult. When you're working on a budget, that can be difficult. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But I take your point on board, Thomas, and you are right. And if I was you, I would make some sort of complaint. They're not allowed to do that. They're not allowed to treat your child differently because you haven't paid the contribution. Because now they're taking it out on your child. And
yeah, but if I start fighting right now, they could point this fight on my kids. You know,
oh, I know what you mean, fighting. Yeah. I know what you mean. You don't want to reflect on them. I know.
Exactly.
I know. It's a difficult situation, Thomas, and I'm sure lots of people are going to have the same issue. Thank you for raising that issue. Once again, if you don't pay the voluntary contribution, remember, voluntary is the word, your child shouldn't be treated any differently. If they are, it's discrimination. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Nigel. Nigel, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you?
How are you, Niall? How's things?
Good. Now, your kids, the school, as far as you're concerned, is amazing.
It is, yeah. I have to say, Niall, they're very, very good. Mm-hmm. Really, yeah.
And what are the costs like going back to school? I don't mean the school.
The cost of everybody else. Like, you know, luckily enough, like the three small kids, well, a lad going into fifth class, a lad going into fourth class, and a lad going into junior infants. So he's just starting off. So it's three sets. They come up with a thing last year, one of the parents meeting, I wasn't at it or anything, but I just seen the results of it. And one of the things was that their uniform in the school was a brown jumper with a brown slack for boys and girls. And in this school, it's boys or the girls wear a brown skirt or brown trousers. So depending on the time of the year, they have that flexibility. If they're cold, they can wear the trousers or they can wear them the whole year round. It's very easy going that way.
Yeah.
And one of the issues that one of the parents brought up, a cream shirt was very, very hard to get. You could get it in the assigned shop, that we were assigned to for going for the uniforms, but in lots of the sort of cut price shops, if you like, the likes of Deals, the likes of Tesco's, the likes of
Penny's. I didn't even know Deals were selling uniforms. There you go.
Well, they do like a little two-pack, you know, like with the polo shorts and stuff like that. And they do stuff like that, yeah. And some of the bigger deals they do, they're really good, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
The quality wouldn't be a whole lot different for maybe a fraction of the price, Niall.
Yeah. And what about Lidl and Aldi? Don't Lidl and Aldi do them as well?
Lidl and Aldi do them as well, yeah. But just getting back to the result of the meeting, was that people were finding it very hard to get to access cream, let's say, at a cut price.
Yeah.
So what they decided to do was they went to the Board of Management, the new principal went to the Board of Management and they discussed it and they decided to have a vote with all the parents in the school to see would they change the uniform to get a more accessible colour.
Yeah.
And the result of that came that the parents were for it and the school, right, said, okay, we listen to you, we'll change the uniform.
That's good.
That's been there for years and years. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Been there for years and years, and now it's a small school now. There's eight classes in it. There's only one class.
But
for
still,
every,
changing
every,
the uniform to accommodate the parents to make it more affordable is wonderful.
It's massive. Yeah. It was a massive undertaking. It was a brave thing to do. The new principal's only in the school about a year and a half. He came in at a very tough time during COVID. He runs the place like absolutely. It's fantastic. Niall, I just said to Ruth, if it comes down to a kids' tour for 10 euro and you haven't got it. I'm lucky enough, I work my wife, you know, it's not a position that I find myself in at the moment, thank God.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there is. There's plenty of parents in it.
Who find themselves in a difficult position, yeah.
If it's 10 euro that you haven't got, ring us.
Yeah.
That's his message. That's the message from the school. Ring us and we'll sort it out.
Yeah, we'll get it funded somehow.
Ring us and we'll help. And I just think, if you're sending your kid to a school that has that sort of an attitude and that sort of a way with you...
See, kids don't understand. And by the way, they shouldn't understand. Because
no, they should never understand.
No,
when you're
a 9-year-old is coming home, or you're 10-year-old, or you're 12-year-old in secondary school in the first year, whatever, coming home and said... Oh, I need 10 euro tomorrow. We're going in to see some play in town or something like that, or with the school for English. They don't for one minute think that mammy and daddy have financial problems. No. And neither should they think that. So mam and dad will just automatically give it and they'll go without something that day themselves. And that's really sad, and that happens all across, that's happening all across the country. But kids shouldn't have to know about that. So we shouldn't be putting parents in that position.
No, absolutely not. As you know, I work at a school myself. I work at a secondary school with over 900 lads in it, and I see struggles.
Yeah.
I see lads that are struggling. I see lads that haven't got lunch.
Yeah.
Don't have anything to eat. Now,
I've heard of parents who are not sending their children to school because they haven't got the money for
food for them.
Well, they don't have food or they don't have money for a uniform.
They don't have a uniform. Yeah. But that's a common occurrence now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in some respects, we're a very third world country now when it comes to things like this. We go on as if there's lots of money in the country, and there is at certain levels, but at other levels it's downright poverty.
Yeah.
When you have a child, a 15 or 16 year old lad going to school that has nothing in his pocket.
Yeah.
And hasn't got a slice of bread to eat, that's surely to God we're going down a very dark road, Niall.
Yeah, even a pound for a packet of crisps or something.
Anything.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Niall, a cheese sandwich in his bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything. Yeah. When you have a child that's coming to school and the chicken roll he buys in daybreak on the way down to school is the best food he gets that day, surely to God that's not where we should be.
Or he's walked out with no breakfast, yeah.
Or he's had nothing. The best meal he gets is the one he gets in school, or a school dinner, or a school roll in the tuck shop or whatever.
Yeah, and sadly that's happening all across the country, sadly. Nigel, thanks very much indeed for raising that issue. But a wonderful thing the school did, change the uniform to suit the parents to make it even cheaper. There's very few schools doing that kind of stuff.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.